وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن صلوات الله البر الرحيم والملائكة المقربين على سيدنا محمد أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين أما بعد أسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقني ويوفقكم لما يحبه ويرضاه نكمل من حيث كنا وصلنا. Let us continue from where we stopped. كنا نقول مما يسهل على المدرس إفادة الناس على الوجه الصحيح أن يستحضر في قلبه أنه يفعل ذلك لوجه الله تعالى أول درسه. We were saying that what makes it easier for the teacher to benefit the listeners in the proper way is to make the proper intention in his heart at the beginning of the class that he is giving this class for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is teaching the people for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لا أن يقال بأنه قوي في العلم. Not to make his intention, not to direct his heart towards to do things so the listeners would say this is a strong person, this is a knowledgeable person, etc. Strong person in knowledge. هذا يسهل له أن يقول لا أدري فيما لا يعلم. This makes it easier for him to say I don't know about what he does not know. ومن المهم التفكير في حال الذي يدرس على المدرس ومن يحضر مجلسه من غير طلبته أيضا. It is also important for the teacher to think about the states of the people who are attending his session, whether they are among the regular students or other than them. طلبته يعاملهم على ما شرحنا. For his students, he treats them the way that we already explained. لا يتوسع لهم في غير موضع التوسع. He does not expand his explanation where he should not. إنما يعطيهم العلم درجة بعد درجة. Rather, he teaches them the knowledge one stage after another. كما قال البخاري رضي الله عنه. As الإمام البخاري said, البخاري قال الربانيون قيل هم الذين يربون الناس بصغار العلم ثم بكباره. البخاري said that the term الربانيون mentioned in the Quran. البخاري said some interpreted this term that it refers to the people who teach first the the summaries or the primary matters, then afterwards they gave larger explanations, more explanations. So they don't start with the one who's listening to them with expanding the explanations. يبدأون بصغار العلم بالأساس من غير زيادة توسع ثم شيئا فشيئا يتوسعون للسامع. هكذا يربون الناس. They start with the basic matters Step by step, they give more explanations, then more, then more, then more. This is their way. So Al-Bukhari said that some people refer to these people who were praised in Al-Quran. Some of the scholars said that these people, Al-Rabbaniyun, who were praised in Al-Quran, refer to the people who go by teaching others the way that we mentioned. Step by step. فَيَنْظُرُ فِي حَالِ مَنْ يَحْضُرُ مَجْلِسَهُ هَلِ الْعِبَارَةُ الَّتِي يَذْكُرُهَا فِي أَثْنَاءِ دَرْسِهِ يَفْهَمُ الْحَاضِرُونَ مَعْنَاهَا كَمَا يَنْبَغِي أَوْ لَا يَفْهَمُونَ مَا يَفْهَمُهُ هُوَ وَيُرِيدُهُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْعِبَارَةِ يَنْظُرُ فِي حَالِ الَّذِينَ يَحْضُرُونَ الدَّرْسَ إِذَا حَدَّثَهُمْ بِهَا بِطَرِيقَةٍ مُعَيَّنَةٍ يَفْهَمُونَ مُرَادَهُ أو يحتاج أن يحدثهم بطريقة أخرى حتى يفهموا، لأن المقصود أن يفهموا، فيختاروا الطريقة المناسبة حتى يفهمهم. One should check the situation of the people who are attending his session and talk with them and choose the proper way with which they would understand what he wants them, what he wants to say. He chooses the proper words, the proper way to explain things to them so they would understand. Because the purpose of his class is to make them understand. فَلَا يَسْتَعْمِلُ عِبَارَاتٍ لَا يَفْهَمُونَ مَعَانِيَهَا. So he wouldn't use statements that they don't understand. كما قال الإمام علي رضي الله عنه حدثوا الناس بما يفهمون أتحبون أن يكذب الله ورسوله. As Al-Imam Ali said, حَدِّثُ النَّاسَ بِمَا يَفْهَمُونَ أَتُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يُكَذَّبَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Al-Imam Ali قال, إِذَا حَدَّثَ النَّاسَ حَدِّثْهُمْ بِالطَّرِيقَ الَّتِي يَفْهَمُونَ بِهَا. Imam Ali said, when you talk to people, when you teach the people, teach them in the way that with which they understand. لِأَنَّكَ إِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ قَدْ يَسْتَغْرِبُونَ بَعْضَ مَا تَقُولُهُ فَيَرُدُّونَهُ فَيَكُونُونَ بِذَلِكَ قَدْ رَدُّوا شَيْئًا أَثْبَتَهُ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَثْبَتَهُ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Because if you do not do that, they might misunderstand what you're saying. Or find that what you are saying is strange. So they would reject it. And by this they would be rejecting something which Al-Quran came with, or the Prophet ﷺ told us about it. But because you mentioned it in a way that made it appear strange for them, they rejected it. So don't lead the people to that point. This is what Al-Imam Ali was saying. أيضا إذا كان ذهن الحاضر ذهن الشخص الذي يحضر الدرس لا يحتمل بعض الأشياء بعد ما وصل إلى حد بحيث يفهم بعض لا تلقي هذه الأشياء إليه حتى لا يردها. Likewise, if some people their understanding and knowledge does not reach the point likewise, don't talk with the people who are listening to you about issues that they did not yet reach the level of understanding and knowledge so they would understand it. If they did not reach that level, don't talk with them about these issues. Because again, they might reject these issues. And you don't want them to do that. If these issues are among the matters of the religion, you don't want them to do that. وكلام سيدنا علي هذا رواه البخاري. This statement of Imam Ali is narrated by Al-Bukhari from him. باختصار ينبغي أن يراعي المدرس حال الحاضرين. In brief, the one who is giving a class, who is teaching, needs to observe the situation of the people who attend his class and their status, the level of their understanding, the way of their speech. وقد قال الله تعالى في سورة قاف ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. بينت الآية أن كل قول يتلفظ به المرء يكتبه الملكان رقيب وعتيد، سواء كان هذا اللفظ خيرا أو شرا أو مباحا. Allah said in Al-Quran, in Surah Qaf, ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد, which means each and every statement that one mentions is written by one of the two angels, رقيب and عتيد. Whether this statement is good, bad, or just permissible. وهذا يدل على أن الإنسان يحاسب على ما ينطق به. So this stands as a proof that one is would be it would be responsible for what one mentions. الشيء إذا كان حسنا فيه ثواب يكتبه أحد الملكين. Everything that one says which is rewardable, one of the two angels writes it. والحرام والمباح والمكروه يكتبه الآخر. The statements that are prohibited, that are disliked, that are permissible without being rewardable, are written by the other angel. فكل ما يقوله الإنسان يكتب. So everything that the person mentions is written by these two angels. نعم في الآخرة يمحى ما تكلم به من المكروهات والمباحات. Yes, in the hereafter, in the hereafter, what he mentioned among the statements that are disliked but not prohibited, not haram, or permissible without being rewardable, these statements would be erased. But first, it would be written by the two angels. فعلى الإنسان أن ينتبه. So one needs to be careful. يعلم من ذلك أن الإنسان يحاسب على نطقه. From this it is known that one is accountable for what one says. فإن نطق بالشر جوزي عليه. If he mentions prohibited statements, he deserves to be punished for that. وإن نطق بالخير كان له. If he mentions good things, he would be rewarded for that. ومن الكلام السيء المحرم الكفر والعياذ بالله تعالى. Of course, among the bad words, the prohibited statements, is blasphemy. إذن الإنسان إذا تكلم بالكفر وهو مختار من غير إكراه ومن غير سبق لسان كتب عليه. So if one mentions, says a blasphemous statement while he is not forced, he is not threatened to say that, and it's not a slip of the tongue, the person would be accountable for that statement. وهذا يسبب خروجه من الإسلام. And this brings him out of Islam by saying this statement. يعني كما أن الذي قذف مسلما يحاسب على قذفه ويقال عنه قاذف، وكما أن الذي شتم مسلما يؤاخذ بشتمه ويقال عنه ساب أو شاتم، وكما أن الذي لعن مسلما أي بغير حق والسب بغير حق يقال عنه لاعن ويؤاخذ بلعنه، كذلك الذي ينطق بالكفر يقال عنه كافر ويؤاخذ بكفر. This means just as the one who curses a Muslim would be attributed to the So just as a one who curses a Muslim would be called what? A curser. And he would be taken accountable. And he would be taken accountable for what he said. The one who damns a Muslim would be taken accountable for that. And he is called a damner. Likewise, the one who utters blasphemy would be taken accountable for that, and he would be called blasphemy. بعض الناس يهونون أمر التلفظ بالكفر بغير حق. Some people, they say things that give the impression that uttering blasphemy is not as dangerous as it is. This is sinful. Uttering blasphemy takes the person out of Islam. Except if one is crazy, or if one does that because he is threatened by being killed according to the rules that you know, or if it is a slip of the tongue. Other than that, if one utters a blasphemous statement, he goes out of Islam because of that. It's not a light matter. This is not a light matter. وقد قسم العلماء الكفر إلى ثلاثة أقسام. The scholars said that blasphemy is divided into three types. كفر اعتقادي وكفر فعلي وكفر لفظي. One type pertains to the heart, one type pertains to the organs, and a third type pertains to the tongue. So there are three types of blasphemy, as the scholar of Islam mentioned. وَنَصُّ عَلَى قَوَاعِدِ يُعْرَفُ بِهَا مَا يُخْرِجُ مِنَ الْأَقْوَالِ أَوْ الْأَفْعَالِ أَوْ الْاَعْتِقَادَاتِ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And they mentioned and established rules that tell and teach what are the beliefs that take one out of Islam, what are the doings that take one out of Islam, and what are the sayings that take one out of Islam. وَهَذَا شَيْءٌ بَالِغُ الْأَهَمِّيَّةِ عَمِلَهُ الْعُلَمَاءُ جَزَّاهُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. This is something which is very important that the scholars did. May Allah reward them greatly. كثير من علماء المذاهب الأربعة صنفوا في بيان الكفر وأقسامه. A lot, many, among the scholars of the four schools authored books and booklets specified only to discuss this matter. What are the matters that take one out of Islam? To explain them, to explain their types, and to explain and to give examples about them. لأن هذا الأمر عدا عن ما ذكروه في خلال تصانيفهم الأخرى. This is on top of what many others mentioned within within other writings that they did. وهذا لشدة خطر هذا الموضوع وأهميته. They did that because this is a very important topic and it is a very sensitive topic. وموضع وأهمية هذا الأمر أن الذي لا يفرق بين الكفر والإسلام لا يكون عند الله مؤمنا. The importance of this issue is that the one who does not know the difference between belief and blasphemy would not be a Muslim. How does a person become a Muslim? كيف يصير الإنسان مسلم؟ الكافر كيف يصير مسلم؟ How does a blasphemer become a Muslim? بالنطق بالشهادتين مع اعتقاد معناهما أليس كذلك؟ By uttering الشهادتين, the testification of faith, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, while having in his heart the proper belief about them, isn't it? This is how one becomes really a Muslim and a believer. So if one did not know the meaning, the basic meaning of La ilaha illallah, how can he believe in it? How would he be a believer if he doesn't know what it means? If one does not differentiate between the meaning of La ilaha illallah and blasphemy, then one does not know what is al-Islam. So because this topic is so important, the scholars of Islam authored about it. And they put these rules that they extracted, that they deduced, they took it from the verses of Al-Quran and the sayings of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and not based on their own opinions. لذلك من المهم تعليم هذه القواعد وتعلمها. So it is very important to learn these rules and to teach them. It is very important to learn them and understand them. ولذلك أودعها العلماء في كتبهم التي صنفوها للمبتدئين. And this is why the scholars of Islam talk about these issues in their works that they did for the beginners. الكتب التي عملوها للمبتدئين بيّنوا فيها قواعد الكفر وأقسامه الثلاثة. The books that they made for the beginners, they talked about the rules of that determine who's a blasphemer, about the different types of blasphemy. مثلا تسمعون بكتاب سلم التوفيق. For example, you hear about a book called سلم التوفيق. هذا مختصر في الفقه الشافعي. This is a summary in the Shafi'i school, authored 300 years ago. صنف من نحو 300 سنة أو أقل أو بلست. هذا الكتاب يذكر الكفر الاعتقادي وأمثلته كذا وكذا 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 وكذا, الكفر الفعلي وأمثلته كذا وكذا وكذا وكذا, الكفر اللفظي وأمثلته كذا وكذا وكذا وكذا. In this book it is mentioned the blasphemy pertaining to the heart. Examples about it is such and such and such and such and such. Another type is the blasphemy pertaining to the organs. Examples about it is such and such and such and such. A third type, the blasphemy pertaining to the tongue. Examples about it, such and such and such and such and such. وهذا الكتاب ألفه مؤلفه لأجل المبتدئين. And this book was authored for the beginners. لأنه إن لم يفرق بين, لأن الشخص إن لم يفرق بين الكفر والإسلام, إن كان لا يفرق بين الكفر والإسلام, ماذا ينفعه ما يأتي به من عبادات؟ Because if one does not differentiate, does not know the difference between belief and blasphemy, wouldn't be a believer. So whatever he makes, prayers, fasting, etc., these issues does not benefit him anything. إذا فهم الإنسان هذه القواعد على وجهها, if one understands these rules properly, يستطيع أن يحمي نفسه. Now he can strongly protect oneself, ويستطيع أن ينصح غيره إن وجد منه زللا, and he can advise others if he finds that they are going astray. أليس مطلوب من الوالدين توجيه أولادهما إلى الطريق الصحيح السديد؟ Isn't it religiously required from the parents to direct their children in the proper way? كيف يوجه الوالد ولده إلى الطريق الصحيح إن لم يبين له حدوده؟ وأنك إن تجاوزت هذا الحد خرجت عنه. كيف يوجهه إلى البقاء في طريق الإيمان والإسلام إن لم يبين له حده؟ وأنك إن خرجت عن هذا الحد تكون خرجت عن الإيمان. How would the parent guide his or her child to stay in the path of Islam if the parent does not make clear the boundaries of this path and tell their child, if you go beyond this boundary, then you are outside this path and you are not Muslim. But if you don't put the boundaries, how would, not just the child, how would anyone know where is the path? Where is the road? Needs boundaries, doesn't it? So it is very important to learn about these matters. ليس الأمر كما يزعم بعض الناس في هذه الأيام. لا نتكلم في هذه المسائل. ما هي أقسام الكفر؟ نحو ذلك نحن لا نتكلم في هذا. It's not like some people nowadays say, what are the types of blasphemy? We don't talk about this. What do you mean you don't talk about this? Then what are you teaching the people? You are telling the people, do believe whatever you want to believe. It's okay. Say whatever you want to say. Whatever you say, it doesn't affect your belief. Whatever you do, it does not affect your belief. They can't say that. Then why don't you want to make the boundaries well clear? If you don't want to make the boundaries well clear, this is because you have in your heart something wrong that you are hiding. You want to harm the people. This is why you don't want to make the boundaries well clear for them. If you want someone to reach a place, what do? You direct him. So when you give him instructions and directions, don't you give him clear ones? So if you claim that you want him to reach to somewhere, and on purpose, you don't give him clear directions, are you helping him, this person? Really, you don't want to help this person. You're claiming something while doing another thing. إذا فهم الإنسان هذه القواعد على وجهها يستطيع أن يحمي نفسه وينصح غيره. If one understands these rules properly, he is able to protect himself and to advise others. ولا مانع من ذلك. And there is no restriction on that. إذا فهم هذه القواعد على وجهها أي مانع من أن ينصح غيره. If he understands properly these rules, why wouldn't he advise others about them? Is there anything that prevents that? Why would there be anything that prevents that? طالما هي قواعد دينية, as long as they are religious rules, why would they, some people tell us, don't talk about this? What do you mean, don't talk about this? What do you want me to talk about? You don't want me to talk about the basics? Why? If I understand these rules properly, and if I know how to express properly, why wouldn't I talk about that? Oh, some people would say, well, this is something only for the scholars to talk about it. Okay. What does that mean? Well, what does that mean? Really, what does that mean? What does that mean? This is something only for the scholars to talk about it. What does that mean? This is something that every Muslim needs to know. So why would it be restricted for the scholars to talk about it? And why do they want to talk about it? To talk about it among themselves and just take it, to sit in a session and have a conversation and that's it. This is how we talk about the matters of the religion, to learn them and to teach them and to apply them. And to apply them. So what does it mean? Something only for the scholars to talk about. If I understand these rules properly, and I know how to express them properly, then I am knowledgeable about this issue. Why do you want to prevent me from talking about this issue? I don't see the point. The real issue that you are hiding something. And this is why you want to prevent me. You are hiding something bad, and this is why you want to prevent me. If I understand the topic properly, I know how to express it properly, why do you want to prevent me from talking about it? I don't get it. If I want to talk to my Muslim brothers and sisters about this issue, say they know about it. It's something that every Muslim needs to know. Why do you want to prevent me from saying that? Except if you are an ignorant person and you don't want to be exposed. Or if you have a hidden agenda and what I'm doing goes against you. Hidden agenda. Otherwise, why do you want me not to talk about that? لكن قبل أن يتكلم الإنسان في هذه الأمور هذه القواعد عليه أن يفهمها جيدا وأن يعرف كيف يعبر عنها جيدا. But before talking about these rules, one needs to understand them properly and know how to express them properly. إلى هنا واضح till here, is it clear? طيب خلونا نبدأ إذن بهذه القواعد. So let's start with these rules. Subhanallah, nowadays some people say how do I say it? Okay, you know that there are people who claim والعياذ بالله that Allah تبارك وتعالى is a body. You know about these people who liken Allah to the creation. They exist. There are some people nowadays who say we believe that Allah تبارك وتعالى does not resemble the creation, as it is mentioned in the Quran, ليس كمثله شيء. But we don't want to talk, we don't want to mention that the one who believes that Allah resembles the creation is a blasphemer. Don't talk about these matters. Why don't talk about these matters? Why? What do you mean? Is this statement, do you believe that this statement, those who believe that Allah sits on Al-Arsh, or that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is suspended above Al-Arsh, or that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is a light, or the like. do you believe that these people, that this conviction is taken from Al-Qur'an and As-Sunnah? They have to say no, because they don't believe like that. So this is against, this does not comply with the belief of the Prophet ﷺ. So why don't you want me to warn against this belief? Especially that there are people who claim to be Muslims and they are trying to spread this wrong belief and bring other people to believe like them, claiming that this is Al-Islam. They are misguiding them. Why don't you want me to warn other peoples about this matter? You want me to stay silent? Isn't it suspicious? Very suspicious. Very suspicious. For political reasons, some of these people, they talk with high voice against certain issues. Don't they? And for religious reasons, they don't want us to talk. I don't understand it. For worldly matters, they speak loudly about issues, and for what pertains to the hereafter, they don't want you to speak. And they claim that this is what's good to do. This is suspicious. Allah yarhamna. If you don't make the boundaries very well clear, then you are risking for yourself and others to go beyond the boundaries. And we don't want that. No one among us wants that. القاعدة الأولى, the first rule. من أنكر ما علم من الدين بالضرورة Maybe some people nowadays, they want to present themselves as if they are the representatives of the Muslims, and they want to be to have good relations and to be accepted by everyone who claims to be a Muslim, and no one to go against them, so they can reach the whatever goals they have, political goals, other goals, etc. And this is why they are trying to spread this issue. We are not into all of that. We want to learn and teach the religion of Islam as it was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ. This is what we want to do. طيب القاعدة الأولى, the first rule. من أنكر ما علم من الدين بالضرورة أي ما علم علما ظاهرا يشترك في معرفته العلماء والعامة من المسلمين كفر ولو كان هذا المنكر جاهلا بأن كلامه يخرج من الإسلام. The first rule. The one who denies something whomever denies any matter among the necessary Islamic the matters that are known by necessity to be among the matters of the religion, the necessary Islamic knowledge, that is a matter which is known by both lay people and scholars to be among the matters of the religion, such person blasphemes even if one does not know that uttering such a statement ejects one out of Islam. Even if one does not know that this takes him out of Islam, he is considered, he would be judged as a non-Muslim. يعني أمور الدين نوعان. There are two types of the religious rules. نوع كل واحد يعرفه. There is one type of matters that every Muslim knows the judgment of these matters. Everyone. سواء كان عالما أو عميا. Whether this person is a scholar or not. مثلا وجوب الصلوات الخمس. For example, the obligation of that it is obligatory to pray five prayers every day and night. هذه مسألة الجاهل والعالم يعرفها. This is something that the scholars and the lay people know about it. وهناك مسائل لا يعرفها كثير من العامة إنما يعرفها العلماء. Now there is other rules that are not known by the lay people. Only the scholars know about them. Or let me say most of the lay people. Only the scholars know about them. القسم الأول يقال له معلوم من الدين بالضرورة. The first part is called known by necessity to be among the matters of the religion. يعرفه الجاهل والعالم. Each and everyone knows about this judgment. The scholars and the lay people. مثل هذا الحكم من أنكره كفر. Such a judgment, whomever denies it, blasphemes. لأنه بإنكاره له مكذب لله وللرسول. Because by denying this judgment, he is belying Allah and belying the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. لأنه لا يخفى عليه أن الحكم في الدين على خلاف ما يقول. Because he knows that the religious judgment contradicts what he is saying. He knows. لأن كل واحد يعرف هذا الحكم. Because each and everyone knows the judgment of such matter. لا يخفى عليه. He is not ignorant about it. He knows it. مثلا لو قال واحد الصلوات المفروضة ثلاثة في اليوم والليلة. For example, if someone comes up to say there are only three prayers every day and night that are obligatory. هذا كذب رسول الله كذب الله تعالى. Such person is belying the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. لأنه يعرف أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بيّن أنها خمسة. Because he knows that the Prophet mentioned that they are five. لأن كل واحد يعرف ذلك. Because each and everyone knows that. فلا يكون خافيا عليه. Such matter wouldn't be, he wouldn't be ignorant about it. نعم قد يخفى عليه أن هذا كفر لكن هذا لا يؤثر في الحكم. Yes, he might ignore that this is blasphemy, but this does not affect the rule that he blasphemes by that. لأن الذي كذب الرسول قد كذب الرسول عرف أن هذا كفر أو لم يعرف. Because the one who belies the Prophet did belie, is belying the Prophet. Whether he knows that this is blasphemy or not, He is belying the Prophet. ومكذب الرسول من أين يكون مسلما؟ لا يكون. And the one who belies the Prophet, how would he be a Muslim? He wouldn't. مثال ذلك كمن يقول إن شرب الخمر حلال بعدما عرف حرمته في الشرع وإن كان يجهل أنه يكفر بذلك. An example of that is like the one who says it is permissible to drink wine. After he learned, he knew that it is prohibited. يعني he is someone who lived with the Muslims. Every Muslim knows that it is prohibited. So if he is in that stage and he says it is permissible to drink wine, it's only disliked. It's not haram. It's better not to do it, but it's not haram. There is no sin in doing that. He blasphemes by that. Even if he does not know that what he's saying is blasphemy. This is irrelevant. Whether he knows or not that this is blasphemy is irrelevant here. Like the one who مثل الذي يشرب السم من غير أن يعرف أنه سم يتسمى. It's like the one who takes a poison without knowing that this is a poison. He is going to be affected by it, regardless of the matter that he knows or he does not know. This is irrelevant. كذلك هنا إن عرف أن هذا كفر أو لم يعرف كفر. Likewise in this case, whether he knows or not that this is blasphemy, he falls into blasphemy by denying this matter that every Muslim knows about it, by claiming that it is not haram to drink wine while every Muslim knows that it is haram. لكن من كان قريب عهد بإسلام أي أسلم من قريب أو نشأ في بادية بعيدة عن العلماء أو كان يشبه قريب العهد بالإسلام بأن نشأ بين المسلمين ولكن لم يتردد على سمعه الحكم الذي أنكره فإنه لا يكفر بشرط أن يكون غير عالم بورود الحكم الذي أنكره في دين الإسلام. قلنا الذي ينكر معلوما من الدين بالضرورة يكفر. We said the one who denies something which is known by necessity among the matters of the religion blasphemes. وعلة ذلك أنه يكون يكفر. ليش يكفر؟ لماذا يكفر؟ لأنه كذب الله والرسول. He blasphemes because he is belying Allah, he is belying the Prophet. طب ماذا لو كان الشخص حديث عهد بإسلام؟ So what if the person embraced Islam recently وبعد ما خالط المسلمين and he did not live with Muslims yet, he did not have enough contacts with the Muslims ليعلم أن الخمر حرام, so he would know that it is prohibited to drink wine. It means what if someone did not have enough contacts with the Muslims to know that drinking wine is prohibited, and he embraced al-Islam and yet he did not have enough contacts with the Muslims to know that this is prohibited. So up till now he does not know that this is prohibited in the religion of Islam. What would be the judgment of such a person? The answer is, such person would not be judged as a blasphemer. مثل هذا الشخص لا يحكم عليه بالكفر لأن علة التكفير تكذيب الله والرسول وهنا غير موجودة. لماذا يكفر؟ من أنكر المعلومة من الدين بالضرورة لأنه كذب الله والرسول، هنا هذا غير موجود لأنه لا يعرف قومته في الشرع، ما سمع من المسلمين أنه حرام بعد، فهو يظنه جائزا، هنا لا نكفر. So if why we said why such the one who denies something which is known by necessity among the matters of the religion, why does such a person blaspheme? Because he is belying Allah and the Prophet. So if someone embraced Islam recently and up till now does not know that drinking wine is prohibited, he never heard this from the Muslims, and up till now he did not hear that from the Muslims, so this is why he thinks that it is permissible, such a person is not judged as a blasphemer, is not, because he is not belying Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He thinks that what he is saying is in compliance with the religion. This is why he is not judged as a blasphemer. ومثله الذي عاش في مكان بعيد عن الذين يعلمون حكم هذه المسألة. Likewise, if someone lives in a place away from those who know the judgment of this case, فما عرفها. And this is why he did not know about it. فظن أن الدين أن الحكم في الدين على خلاف ما هو في الحقيقة. So he thought that the religious judgment is that it is not prohibited to drink wine, which is not the case. But because he's living far away, he didn't have contacts with other Muslims. Few contacts. He didn't have enough contacts to hear that such matter is prohibited. For the same reason, such a person is not judged as a blasphemer. بنفس العلة لا يكفر لأنه لم يعرف أن الدين حكم الدين على خلاف ما قال. Because he did not know that the rule in the religion is other than what he said. وكذلك من عاش بين المسلمين لكن لم يسمع بهذا الشيء. Likewise, the one who lives among the Muslims, but he never heard about this ruling. وفي هذه الأيام يتصور مثل هذا. Nowadays, such matter is not يعني something far to happen. لأن كثيرا من الناس يعيشون مع أهلهم المسلمين الذين لا يكلمونهم شيئا عن أحكام الدين. Because many people live with their parents who are Muslims, but they don't tell them almost anything about the rules of the religion. فلا يسمعون من أهلهم, so they don't hear from their parents. ولا يترددون إلى المساجد, they don't go to the mosques. لا يحضرون دروس العلم, they don't attend the sessions of knowledge. ورفاقهم في المدرسة لا يتكلمون معهم بأمور الدين. In school, their friends, they don't talk about the matters of the religion. ولا بالإذاعة ولا بالتلفزيون. They don't hear about the matters of the religion in the radio, by the radio stations or by TVs or the like. فيطلع جاهلا بأمور الدين. So he goes up ignorant about the matters of the religions. يعرف أنه مسلم. He knows that he is Muslim. يعرف الشهادتين. He knows the two testification of faith. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. وغير ذلك كأنه لا يعرف شيئا. And other than that, he does not know anything. Nowadays you would find people like that. الذي هو هكذا مثل الذي يعيش بعيدا عن العلماء. The one who's like that is like the one who lives away from the Muslims. مثل الذي دخل في الإسلام حديثا. His case is similar to the one who recently embraced Islam. إذا ظن مثلا إذا ظن خطأ أن الصلوات المفروضات أربعة بدل خمسة ظن أنه هكذا سمع لا يكفر. If mistakenly he thinks that in the religion the obligatory prayers are four, not five, he wouldn't be judged as a blasphemer. إذا ظن أن شرب الخمر حلال لا يكفر. If he thinks that it is permissible to drink wine, he wouldn't be judged as a blasphemer. لأنه ما بلغه ما سمع الحكم الصحيح, because he didn't hear the proper judgment. وظن من شيء سمعه أن الحكم هكذا. He heard something, he thought that the ruling is like what he's saying. لا يكفر. Such a person is not judged as a blasphemer. فإذا الذي علم بالحكم في الشرع ثم أنكره هذا كافر. So the one who knows the ruling in the religion and then he goes against it, he denies it, such a person is a blasphemer. أما الذي لم يعلم لجهله ظن أن الحكم كما هو يقول. As for the one who is ignorant, he didn't know the ruling in the religion. He thought that the ruling in the religion is like what he is saying. In this case, we do not judge such a person to be a blasphemer. Is it clear? واضح؟ نكتفي بهذا الآن. Let's stop here for now. إن شاء الله غدا نكمل الكلام في هذه القاعدة. إن شاء الله tomorrow we continue talking about this ruling before going to another one. إن شاء الله تعالى. تفضل علي. Just doing the sin is not blasphemy. It is not blasphemy. It is a sin. You want to hear the question and I want to hear the question. So you need to be patient for another 10 minutes or 15 minutes and then inshallah you can talk as much as you want. Tafadhal. Does he live among Muslims?
No.
Then you judge him as a blasphemer. Except if you know later that his situation is like someone who recently embraced Islam. But if he is among the Muslims and he's saying, if he lives among the Muslims and he grew up among the Muslims and he says, for example, that it is okay to drink wine, then you judge him as a blasphemer, to be a blasphemer. You tell him, this is blasphemy. You need to take a shahada. If you discover later that his case, he has a special case, although he lived among the Muslims, but in his family, etc., etc., he's like a new someone who recently embraced Islam, then you treat him accordingly. Yes. If one does not know that belying the oneness of Allah is blasphemy, would he be a Muslim? If one does not know, if one does not know that among that you have to believe that there is no God but Allah, such person, would he be a Muslim? No. If one does not know that you have to believe that Muhammad is the Prophet of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, such a person would be considered a Muslim? No. He doesn't know the difference between Islam and blasphemy. This is the meaning of what we say. He is judged as a blasphemer. If someone will get to that, that's why I said, we will get to that. This is discussed in among these rules. If someone mocks a prophet, he knows he is a prophet. He mocks him. But he does not know that it is blasphemy to mock a prophet. He blasphemes. No. Wait. There is a difference between it never occurred to one's mind. Something that never occurred to one's mind, and between knowing the difference between belief and blasphemy. These two matters are not the same. Let me make it more clear. If someone does not know that if one knows and believes that one has to believe in all the prophets of Allah Ta'ala, then such person about this matter knows the boundary. He knows the difference. Now, if it never occurred to him, when if someone mocks a prophet, what would be he judged? Still, this thing never occurred to his mind. This does not affect his state of belief. He believes in Allah and the Prophet, but it never occurred to him. This does not affect his state of belief, because despite that this did not occur to him, he knows the boundaries. You see what I mean? So there is a difference between these two matters. Inshallah, it will become more clear in the coming session. تفضل أبو سعيد. وفيكم. لا لا، هذه بارك الله فيك، جيد هذا السؤال. العلماء المراد به هنا من يعلم حكم هذه المسألة، هذا المقصود بالعلماء، من يعلم حكم هذه المسألة، ليس المقصود به يعني الذين توسعوا في العلم يشترك فيه. عفوا، أي عبارة ذكرت؟ لا عفوا، هم لا، العلماء يعني الذين توسعوا في العلم، والذين العامة الذين ما توسعوا في العلم قد يعرفون الفرض العيني كله وقد لا يعرفونه كله. العامة يدخل فيه هذا وهذا. شو فهمني يا بسيري، حاسك ما قول، شو عندك قول؟ إن عرف، إن تعلم الفرض العيني لكن لم يتوسع في العلم يقال عنه عامي، وإن لم يتعلم الفرض العيني كله كمان يقال عنه عامي. عم نقول شيء العالم المتوسع في العلم يعرف حكمه، والعامي إن تعلم الفرض العيني أو لم يتعلمه يعرف حكمه. حرمة الخمر، الذي لم يتعلم الفرض العيني من المسلمين حرمة شبهة، أليس يعرف ذلك؟ يعرف. بعد منا في شيء منه؟ شو اللي منه واضح؟
في أشياء مقابلة عنها
لأنه مثل حديث عهد بإسلام كان الواحد في واحد من فقهاء الشافعية كان من نحو 500 سنة قال أغلب القضاة عندنا حيث كان هو مثل حديث عهد بإسلام. هذا من 500 سنة عن القضاة، فكيف هالأيام مش الحال؟ تفضل. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Didn't they hear this person? Didn't this person hear that the Muslims do not have this belief? Yeah, we'll get to this session. This is something that we are going to. If we don't, then bring it up again, please. Shame. Tadala. You see? كثير ليس واحدا كثير.
تارة يقال العالم والجاهل، وتارة يقال العالم والعامي. يعني العالم معناه هو في العبارتين؟
لا، مثلا عندما تقول إذا كان يعيش بعيدا عن العلماء كالمسلم الذي يعيش بعيدا عن العلماء، هنا المقصود بالعلماء الذين يعلمون حكم المسألة، ليس المقصود بالعلماء الذين بلغوا العلم الواسع توسعوا في العلم. أليس تقول كحديث عهد بإسلام أو من كان يعيش في بادية بعيدا عن العلماء؟ هنا عن العلماء يعني عن الذين يعلمون حكم المسألة، ليس المراد به الذين توسعوا في العلم. يختلف بحسب المقام. ابن حجر عن شمتات أن الإعلام ذكر ذلك في كتاب الإعلام، ابن حجر في كتاب الإعلام وغيره كثير. تفضل. عليكم السلام. It's the same question. I know you can't hear the question. Inshallah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. If we don't talk about it, then bring it up again. Okay? If I forget for any reason, bring it up again. We'll talk about it, inshallah. Rafiq. ما سمع؟ أحيانا يحصل يعيش بين المسلمين ولا يسمع. صدقني. بها يلا أنت فت بوحدة تانية. هيا غدا إن شاء الله نذكرها، إن لم نذكرها ذكرني إن شاء الله. طيب بارك الله فيكم مهلل. لحظة لحظة ايه كافي وعليكم السلام. He needs to learn, I guess. He needs to learn. Yeah. He let someone help him, someone to come to him and teach him from time to time, if not always. He needs to manage. That's it. And the one who knows about his situation, and other Muslims need to help him, not to leave him without teaching him, until he becomes old enough to seek by himself the knowledge. Are you talking about a little child? How many years?
Maybe
7. He can't. You know he can't. Some Muslims would help him. This is how. No, it's okay.
تعلي صوتك شوي.
تعلي صوتك شوي لأني ما عم بسمع. ايه لا هذا يتسمع والذي يتلفظ بالكفر من غير ان يعرف انه كفر يكفر. يكذب الرسول معناه يقول شيئا مؤداه ومقتضاه انه ينعت النبي بالكذب. أما إذا كان لا يعرف أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال هذا، فإذا قال هو خلافه لأنه يظن أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام هكذا قال، لا يكون هذا تكلم بكلام يريد منه تكذيب النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، أو يعرف أن مؤداه مخالفة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. أما هنيك الذي يعرف أن الخمر حرام في الشرع ويقول حلال، لو شو ما قال معناه يعرف نفسه أن ما يقوله عكس ما قاله النبي، هذا كافر. أما هذا لا يريد ذلك ولا يعرفه، بل يظن أن الذي يقوله هو الذي قاله النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، لذلك لا يكفر. وفيه مثل الذين ظنوا بعد وفاة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أن الزكاة لا تجب عليهم. أبو بكر رضي الله عنه قاتلهم ولم يحكم عليهم بالكفر، لأنهم لجهلهم وبعدهم عن أهل العلم كانوا يظنون أن الحكم هكذا، أنهم يدفعون الزكاة للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فقط، وبعد موته لا تجب عليهم. فمع أن أبا بكر قاتلهم لدفعها، ولكنه لم يحكم عليهم بالكفر، لأنهم لم يعرفوا أن ما يقولونه على خلاف ما جاء به النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. ما جحدوا، إذا بدك العبارة اللي بتعطيك المعنى الدقيق الذي أنت تريده، الجحد، ما جحدوا ما جاء به النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. الجحد أصل معناه أن يعرف الشيء ويكذب به. أيوة، معاندا، يعني عرف أن الأمر هكذا لكن كذب به، عرف أن النبي حكم بكذا لكن هو يقول لا الحكم بخلافه. وفيكم. عبارة جحد تعطيك المعنى الذي تريده. طيب نهلل. نعم وعليكم السلام. دور يس When someone knows that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام judged something to be haram, and despite that the person knows that the Prophet judged it as haram, despite that the person says it is halal, then his statement implies very clearly that he is saying that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is not truthful. This is why he is judged as a blasphemer. Now, if one does not know that the Prophet judged this issue as haram, he does not know that it is haram in the rules of the religion, and because of his ignorance, he thinks that it is halal, in this case, his statement that this is halal does not imply that the Prophet is wrong. And this is why in this second case he is not judged as a blasphemer. You are welcome. نعم سنتكلم عن هذا سنتكلم تعرف سنتكلم عن هذا إن شاء الله إن شاء الله we'll talk about it إن شاء الله الله يبارك فيكم ما شاء الله طيب نهلل لو سمحت لا إله إلا الله لا لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله